dissolved like smoke. Between them and the fiery sun marched dunes of pure white sand, shifting waves that rivaled towering hurricane swells. With the sun came the wind, which lashed at the tops of the dunes so that sand blew off their crests in stinging clouds. "Aye, laddie," he said without looking at the man standing next to him. "How can you be sure?" H.A. turned to his companion, John Varley. "They'll follow us to the gates of hell for what we did to them." The certainty in H.A.'s raspy voice made Varley blanch under his tan. Like Ryder, the four other men in their party were all English-born and had come to Africa to seek their fortunes, though none was as seasoned as their guide. "We'd best get going," Ryder said. They'd been traveling under the relatively cool cover of darkness. "We can cover a few miles before the sun climbs too high." "I think we should make camp here," said Peter Smythe, the greenest member of the group and by far the worst off. He'd lost his swaggering attitude shortly after entering the sand sea and now moved with the shuffling gait of an old man. White crusts had formed at the corners of his eyes and mouth while